Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, guys.
We're were we together last week? I can't even remember.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we were. I was in the green dress.
Oh, my God, that feels like a lifetime ago.
That was so weird.
Oh, my God.
No, wait,
God.
That wasn't last week.
Was it not? Anyway.
We're both abroad. Yeah, I'm in Portugal and Melissa's in Mallorca. She arrived yesterday.
Yeah. We've got some stormy island weather, but you know that's the island life, isn't it? The stormy.
It's really stormy. It's actually quite horrible here.
Is it?
Yeah.
But you've had a week of stunning sunshine.
No, when we arrived last week, it was miserable. But it was okay because it was just me, my sister, and my mum. So we just went on long walks, exactly what you're doing. And then by the time everyone arrived, my cousins, Jamie, and my sister's boyfriend, etc., came out. It was like stunning weather. And then the minute they've all gone yesterday, it's cloudy again.
You know why? It's spring weather. It's not summer weather yet. That's what my dad said. Like, you can't expect
stunning summer
weather in May yet. Until the end of May, then it starts to get more, like, reliable.
God, you're there for how many weeks?
So, 10 days altogether, but obviously the first, like, 5 days that I'm here, it's cloudy like this. Then my brother comes, his girlfriend comes, Toby comes, my sister comes.
Stunning.
My grandparents come. Lovely weather. I know, how sweet. Big old family affairs. That's, we're going to cover that in the not-so-single diaries. Big step.
Stunning! That is a big step!
Yeah. How was it with... So the brother-in-laws... Okay, we can cover that later. Sorry, I'm just...
Me and Sophie haven't
fully debriefed
we
yet.
Haven't spoken at all. There's been not one FaceTime. Has there?
No, there's been a couple WhatsApps on the daily. But
yeah,
that's it.
But very minimal for us.
Very
it's
minimal.
It's been very... You'll see when all your family come out, it's like quite full-on. You don't get... Yeah. Like my phone was literally not... I don't know where it was the whole weekend. It was like... I think
that's so lovely when you just leave it like in the bedroom.
Although I did not... We're meant to be YouTubers. I didn't... Take my camera out once and I didn't.
Oopsie.
And I didn't take one photo.
Oh, Pat. No. I haven't obviously vlogged a single thing since I've been here, but that's because, you know, it's just me and it's a bit cloudy, a bit boring.
But you can do
it. Just me and my cloudy, my cloudy house. Anywho,
we're not drinking. It's down 20 in the morning, so that'd be quite rogue on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
After bank holiday. Like, I actually feel a bit sick.
It was
sick
a long weekend.
It was a long weekend. I feel sick at the thought of alcohol at the moment. Like, I've drank.
Do
so,
you?
Yeah.
I didn't. I was very good and I was very, very, very controlled. What did I do on the Friday?
You were really good. You had a very relaxed... I feel like everyone went mental this weekend.
I know. And I feel like it's going to blur people's, like, days of the week. It's because May is just full of bank holidays and it's like...
Yeah.
There's like 20 days off in May or something crazy.
We've got a really fun May. Like, you come back and
then
go to Tiff's hand, then the weekend after is Tiff's wedding. Like, it's
full on. I know, stunning. It's really full on. So fun. I can't wait. Yeah, so we've got to really, like, watch the alcohol and save ourselves for those 2 weekends.
Yeah. We've got like two weekends now to chill and then we go big again.
Well, not for me.
No, yeah, you'll have a big piece. But
I'll be
with the family.
I'll pull through.
Yeah, exactly.
It feels different when it's with your family, doesn't it? It feels more like acceptable because everyone's doing it and your parents are doing it and whatever. So you're kind of like, oh, it's fine.
Yeah, and the next day is like so fine. Whereas in England, you like mull about and you feel a bit groggy.
Yeah, you just nest in the room and you don't leave. Whereas here, it's like, right, get out in the sunshine. Let's go out on the boat.
Yeah,
and you
you're
feel like,
fine.
Right, you just force yourself to get over it. Lovely. Yeah, so my drink of choice this holiday is going to be just rosé all day. Last night I had a lovely, like, something by Ott. Or was it Oot? Ott?
Oh, Otty. I love that really nice bottle.
Yeah, but it was like a different, they've come up with like a different I don't know if they've just come out with it. They've got like a different range within it. You know how Mirabelle is like pseudo.
Yeah, there's loads of them now.
It's like a different one by Oh. Anyway, it's lovely. So I had that last night with my mum. That was divine.
I was doing loads of gin and tonics. I did, I know, really went back into them. I had like grapefruit gin with like loads of grapefruit.
My mum's got like a grapefruit tree.
So I was like,
what? It was, where did we go? Croatia. Takes me back. Sophie always used to put a lovely grapefruit.
Oh my God, I did. Did I used to drink gin there?
Yeah. With grapefruit, and you got me into it there as well.
It's so nice, guys. You had it here first. A bit of basil or like rosemary or any herb, really.
Yeah, lovely. In. And it looks really pretty. Just shove in anything, quite peppercorn.
Yeah, and yeah. I also can drink loads of them, whereas Rosie, I get so drunk so quickly. You're so good. Like, you're born to, you're like, you have wine running through your veins, I'm sure. But yeah, it doesn't even touch the
my
size
mom
of
me. Said at one point, it was such a joke at one point, because me and mum were drinking so much rosé, she was like, can't sleep without it. She's like, oh my God. Gets me to sleep, can't sleep without it. I'm glad rosé. It's like, oh God, that's really not sounding good.
Yeah, that's really not sounding good.
She was joking, guys.
Yeah, obviously it was right. But also, if she lives abroad, it's kind of so acceptable again.
I know.
It just makes it different.
And it's the sun.
Like,
does something to us as human beings, doesn't it?
I think you must sweat it out quicker as well, so you detoxify quicker.
Maybe, yeah, you're right.
I'm going to
love a bit of detoxify.
Wait, can you just tell me quickly about that Heat magazine with Toby, and also your text when you're like, what? I was like, oh my God.
So that actually genuinely made me feel very anxious. One of Toby's friends sent him this like screenshot of an article from like Twitter or something, like lol, because the like headline or whatever they'd written on the like caption was like, oh, something Melissa's fit boyfriend Toby, something about Flossie. You know, we did that episode podcast with Flossie, guys. Something referring back to that, right? And one of his friends obviously sent it to him, and then he sent it to me like, lol. And I was like, no, don't ever send me stuff like that ever again, because it just gave me like a wave of like anxiousness. I don't know why.
It's like a prang like, in your chest.
It's almost like the thought of other people talking about me is just like a strange, horrible thought. I don't know what it does. It just does something to me. And it also makes me feel like my power's been taken away slightly. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't really.
Even though all they were doing was repeating what we were saying in our podcast, which is like, so fine, but like for some reason it just was like, I was like, don't send me stuff like that. I don't want to know stuff like that. Stop.
Did you read it? No.
No.
Oh, it would have been absolutely
no
fine.
Way.
No, but when you messaged me like, who's been saying he's fit? I was like, I'm pretty sure we've
no,
said he's
as
fit.
In as in the person who's written the article's obviously taken that upon themselves to say fit in capital letters. That's why I was like, who the hell's writing this article back?
I was like, what is she on about? I was like, is she drunk? I was like, is they just had a look at him and seen he's fit? And he is fit.
Me and Hermione were like, why the fit in capital letters? Like, everyone can fucking calm down.
It's probably because we were in the podcast.
We know he's fit, guys. We know he's fit.
It thank might have been because I had said it in the podcast and they were
to be
quoting.
Fair, I do feel like we talk about it quite a bit.
Yeah, he is stunning. If they got it right, they would have said stunning.
Yeah, at least it was a compliment. Anywho, let's stop talking about Toby. He's not the star of this show, guys. Just so you didn't know.
Yeah, okay. So cocktails, holiday cocktails. Mine was a gin and tonic. Gin, grapefruit, kept me going, but I could drink it all day long. I didn't drink
it. So that's going to be your drink of choice at the hen do and the wedding then?
No, because I don't think we've got gin. I read that, the thing, they've done vodka and tequila, and I don't tequila. What you're going to just have the rosé. I might just
go to the rosé.
I think I'll do the same with you.
Let's do a glass of rosé, glass of water, because we've got a long day. I'm more excited for the hen do. This is my first hen do I've ever
done.
What,
the actual wedding? Yeah. Yeah,
I've been to weddings, but it's because I've never done it, and it's going to be so fun.
And the itinerary, we got sent through the itinerary.
The itinerary looks unreal.
I'm very excited. I think weddings are like, I've never done a hen do, but weddings are my favourite thing.
Same. Ever. They're just so wholesome and lovely,
so
aren't they?
Wholesome, like the most wholesome. Like, you feel so warm all day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, everyone's in the best mood. Everyone's a good, happy drunk. Like, nothing.
It's very
like,
rare you get someone who's, like, really hammered.
So true.
Right.
Everyone's always in a really, really great mindset. Met Gala. Come on, let's discuss.
Yeah, go first. Give me your thoughts.
So, I loved Kimmy's dress.
Kimmy's
was probably my favourite. And you know why? I think it's because, you know how we were talking last time about the last thing that she went to?
We were
so, like, bummed out about how she keeps covering herself. I was like,
this is the old sequins. We were like, why is she doing that? Such boring. Like, get some sequins, get some other texture than that
she's,
stupid light.
She heard us.
She had us. And like, it just looked amazing. Did you see her walking in it though? She like could take one inch of a step. It was like obviously so tight.
Oh my God.
I also am just a little bit weirded out the more I think about it, about her and Pete. Like, I just don't, I just don't really get what they talk about.
They look really sweet together in this picture that we're looking at right now. Like, the height difference, like, they look really cute.
Yeah, and if you see,
like, they look really, like, he just looks really happy. He's like, yeah, see, I'm so happy right now with this lady on my arm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's like, fucking hell. Although, like, he has dated some absolute fire people, so.
Yeah, he really has.
I thought Hayley looked unbelievable.
As per, but I wasn't sure about the black tights. I don't think they were necessary.
I liked it. I don't know why.
I just didn't think they were necessary. And I don't like it how it goes from being, obviously, because it's tighter around her thigh to being darker around the ankle. I feel like we could have just done without the black tight. But maybe there was a reason for her wearing them. Which
theme. What was the theme again?
I don't really know. Wait, hold on. I feel like we've got it here.
Gilded glamour. Was that it? Yeah. And like a bit of, they wore like, you know, Marilyn Monroe wore those thin sort of tights and they all had a bit of like a feather boa and glitz.
Fine. So she's following the theme with that one. She's following the theme. But the outfit was fabulous. I like the way she like threw it up in the air and it was like an angel wing.
Same. Did you see Blake Lively?
I don't think I have. Oh my God. No, I need to see.
She like had a dress that transformed. And so apparently they were like the king and queen of the event, Blake and Brian Adams. Yeah, it looks unreal.
Oh God, she is just a vision. There's something about Blake Lively's. Oh my God, wow.
A vision, am I right?
A vision. She looks like a full on princess. Wow.
She really is the queen. She's so decadent. Like in everything she wears, there's so many jewels and like sequins and embroidery.
And the colours that she pulls off as well. And never, ever, ever looks tacky. It's always so like chic. I don't know how she
does it. And she always has her own style within every other style.
So like, true.
It's so Blake Lively, that dress.
So Blake Lively. It's the colours. It's also like
it's so Serena.
I don't know what it is.
It's Serena.
Yeah, it's Serena vibes.
Like she really incorporates, maybe they based it off her. But like it's so always like a bit ethereal. Like she always has like plaits and like half a hair up and then like the gorgeous jewellery and like
I know.
I'm just obsessed.
You know how wedding rings got rose gold? We had this discussion. So it looks kind of pinky diamond.
I didn't know that. Cool. What the actual
rock rose gold and like the rose gold obviously reflects slightly into the diamond, so it looks quite like pinky in certain lights. It's really cool.
Oh, I actually don't really love rose gold jewelry just on me.
Neither do I on me, but on her, obviously, it's just like
yeah, because it's golden.
Perfect.
Like it's less harsh than gold, I guess. It's more soft.
One of my good friends that's just got engaged, her band is rose gold, and it looks absolutely stunning.
Really, the one...
It's just a bit different.
The girl who you showed me her ring the other
day. Yeah, Alex, the really stunning diamond that's in your
face. It is
That's rose gold. I know, it's stunning.
Really? Oh my God, that's so interesting. She asked for it, or did her boyfriend just be like...
She always wears rose gold, always. All her jewellery is rose gold.
That's the thing, if you wear rose gold, you can only sort of wear rose gold.
Yeah. I think you can... I think you can mix, some of my friends wear rose gold and yellow gold, and actually it's really cool because she's really tanned. Should you ban people that don't follow the theme? Okay, it's obviously going back to the Met Gala. So apparently, like, people are getting quite annoyed about the fact that some people haven't followed the theme down to the T. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I didn't quite get... I get that she was obviously doing it for Virgil. Is that how you say his pronounce his name?
Virgil Abloh, yeah.
Yeah. So I kind of just respect it.
Who are we just talking about here? Kylie?
Yeah.
Kendall.
Kylie. What? Like, I thought Kendall did. I thought hers was decadent glamour or whatever.
Yeah, I like Kendall's. And I also like the fact that she like washed out her eyebrows quite sick. Why does that look nice on her?
Yeah,
like, it looks why like... does she look nice with no eyebrows?
Because she's just perfect.
I also always...
I think Kendall's like grown her eyeballs. Her eyes are bigger. Everyone go and look at before and afters. It's like she's had something to stretch them and they go up. Like, you know, they're like a cartoon.
She's probably had that weird thread thing that they've all had. But then it's so dangerous. I don't think they can have it anymore. They banned threading.
Have they?
Well, I don't know. I feel like there's all these horror stories. So it's like, how do they even allow people to have it done now? Wait, sorry. Jared Loretto. That confused me so much. I thought there was two of them.
What do you mean?
It's not Jared Loretto, is it? It's Jared Leto. Am I okay?
Yeah, why are you looking at this?
There's a picture of Dakota Johnson with Jared Leto. I don't know, Jared Leto. Am I saying that right?
Jared Leto, yeah.
And then someone else who I don't know who it is, but they've dressed exactly the same. And it's Dakota with Jared Leto and this other guy. And it looks like there's two Jareds. And then scroll through and you can see Dakota's outfit. She looks really sexy. She's got the stunning fringe situation, which Maeve is doing at the moment, which looks really good. Why does she look good with fringe? This fringe situation is looking stunning on people.
Oh, right. So people referring to Gigi Hadid, because I don't really get how that is in gilded
glamour. Yeah, what is that outfit?
What is gilded glamour? Because could you say that's gilded like a fish and she kind of looks like she's got scales?
That's gilded. That, oh, wait, hold on. Gilded. Do you mean gills? That, like a...
Yeah. That's exactly what I mean. But that's what I mean. Gilded. Maybe she like got it wrong and she thought they should dress like a fish. But that is a bit strange.
It's very strange. I think she strange. Looks phenomenal.
Like she always does.
I think Blake Lively's the winner for me in this whole scenario. Blake, then Kendall, then Dakota Johnson.
No, mine's Blake and Kim.
Oh, yeah, fuck, I forgot about Kim. Sorry, yeah. Kim's got to be up there. Blake, Kim, then I love Kendall's too. Kendall's is stunning.
Also, don't you just feel like, yay, Chloe, she went to the Met Gala, her first ball.
Did she? Why is she not included?
She's wearing like a glittery, what you'd expect her to wear. Like, it couldn't be more like 90s.
I need to have a look.
90s, like, fashion, like, flap dress vibe. You know what I mean? Like,
gotta have a look at it.
Glitzy glamour.
She posted it on her Insta. No, she hasn't. That's a shock.
Why yeah, hasn't she posted must, it? I don't know. She must have. Maybe she didn't.
Oh, got it. Oh, my God. And Courtney went too.
Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively, Regina King and Lin-Manuel Miranda were the co-chairs of the event. So this means that their roles... Right. They helped put together the entire guest list. That's wild. They worked.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's so safe, but like savage if you got uninvited and it was because they just had a personal vendetta against you. Worked with top chefs to create the specific menu, which is often in line with each year's themed. I would love to see the menu. Other notable Met Gala co-chairs in recent years have been Katy Perry, Taylor Swift, Jennifer Lawrence, Bradley Cooper with Sarah Jessica Parker in 2014. Oh, sick! They were definitely...
So cool. So this is why, obviously, Chloe and Courtney have been invited, because they've obviously made some sort of a cut with the hosts of this year or whatever, or the co-hosts, whatever you call it, co-chairs.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe, like, keeping up with the Kardashians just re-aired so they're more in the press.
I know, but I don't think that's the reason why. I think you've got to make some sort of a fashion statement in order to be invited. Like, you have to be seen as a fashion, like, something.
Really?
It's something to do with your fashion. Like, nothing to do with being... If anything, like, you wouldn't get invited if you're on a reality show. Kim only started to get invited, I think, because of Kanye.
Yeah, it's true.
And then Kendall and Kylie obviously got the invite, and then now they're all going.
Fascinating.
It really is just
fascinating. I would love. What would you prefer, the Met or the Oscars?
Oh, the Met, 100%. The Met looks apparently are just like iconic.
Yeah, same.
Okay. Oh my God, imagine. Just being a waiter there. How do we become a waiter? Oh, can we apply God, to be a waitress?
Can we become a waiter? Or I sometimes think like I would just be, you know, the person to put people in the chairs, because then you fully get to like talk to them and touch them.
Yeah.
I'd be like...
You get to be so up close. Have a look at that makeup. Let's have a look at that jewelry.
I was thinking how caked it must be.
Like, I know.
As in, like, not in a bitch way, but they cake it so that you can't see a thing.
In the pictures, they look really good, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like baked, that's the word. So you put a layer on.
Baked
then
it.
So then you put the powder on, then you put the salt from fresh, and you do it about four times.
You're lying to me.
Yes, Melissa. Shiza. If you saw them up real, it's like that thick.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
I just feel like Hayley wouldn't have that though. She's so natural.
Oh no, Hayley apparently, like when she gets ready, it's like the thinnest layer, and they're like, this is gonna last half an hour. So she's gotta get in and out of the red carpet. It's so thin.
Really?
Yeah. Have you not watched her YouTube video on it? Where they like talk and they're doing her makeup. I think she's getting ready. What's that one with the short, that white like YSL suit dress situation? Anyway, it was one of these like Oxford situations, and they were, the makeup artist was like, it's so thin, so she like it only lasts like half an hour on her, and then it's gone.
Oh my God, why is she so beautiful?
I know.
Okay, we need to do our follow-ups.
Fuck-offs?
Oh, we've got some fuck-offs from you guys. We've got some follow-ups from you guys, which we love. Do you want to read the first one?
Yeah. Hey, my lovelies. Love the podcast. I'm just following up from the question about my boyfriend of 11 months only posting me on his close friends. I remember this, so he wouldn't post to anywhere else apart from close friends. Sneaky, okay. I just spoke with him now about it in person, and he just said it's because he never really posts on his stories or posts photos, which I do get, to be honest. But if I asked if he would post me or why he hasn't, and he said he would now, so I guess it has more of a thing of me not asking. I did say to him that it gives me the vibe that he wants to appear single, And he said that that wasn't the case, and he just genuinely didn't use it that much. So I guess that's okay. And you know what? Boys don't use their social media that much.
Yeah, and they don't think about things like we do. They're not as complex. They don't. I don't think they're really playing games. So that's really good that you followed up, and glad that we solved that situation for you.
Lovely. Well done. And good for just confronting that head on.
Yeah, exactly. And now, like, the anxiety's gone. And also, now you can make a joke out of it and be like, take a photo of me and put it on your social media.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like
Or you can just take a nice picture and be like, right, give me a phone, I'm going to post on your Instagram right now.
Yeah, exactly. Stomach.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Oh, this is a dilemma. We're jumping straight in. So dilemma one is fashion advice. I've been invited to a wedding this summer in the Amalfi, Italy. Lovely.
Lovely.
I'm pretty confident dressing for UK weddings, but it's going to be 28 plus degrees and we'll be outside at midday. Any outfit fashion advice would be a dream, so I'm really struggling to find anything that's suitable and not white or cream. Thanks, girls. Love the podcast.
I would do a short dress because it's just too hot to do long. Not too short, but like I would do like above knee vibe.
Yeah, you want to get that breeze in. Or I would do a really loose. I'd actually do a loose maxi probably. Like, you know, really stringy.
Really, really loose. Yeah.
Like just a beach maxi. And you could put a pair of wedges on it.
Obviously, I wouldn't. The white cream vibe is an absolute no. But you could do like light blue, light pink, yellow.
You could do light cream green. With flowers, can't you?
Yeah, flowers. Yeah, cream with flowers on is fine. I would still feel uncomfortable doing that just because I'm so paranoid about people saying that it's too close. But I think any lighter colours is fine. Do not go down the navy or the black route because the sun will just... I also think black's a bit of a no-go zone on a wedding day.
I do. Unless it's a really wintry wedding in the UK, then we're fine. I would look at maxis because I literally think you don't have to wear a pair of pants. Like, you don't wear any underwear, they're so floaty. Do you know what I mean by the ones that, like, the triangle boobs?
Yeah,
like, so drapey, they don't cling to
so drapey.
And like, if you catch a bit of wind, it'll blow up, like, won't blow up.
And also you're shaded that way, so your legs kind of in the shade, so you're being cooled at the same time. Reformation is just a really good place for wedding guest dresses.
Yeah, try Reformation there. Or I'm trying to think of something else.
I think ASOS probably have a good selection.
Or there's so many sustainable hiring places now, like By Rotation, Her. There's loads. Hire a dress. Dress Her. There's shit loads of them. So I'd actually hire a dress, maybe. The problem is with that, I do understand that you don't get to try it on.
And also, for me, I need everything taken in, so I can't hire dresses. Because I'm like, oh, we need the waist pinning, or I need to have it taken up because I'm so bloody short. And then obviously you can't do that if you're renting a dress. So I would maybe... leave yourself enough time to be able to try something on or whatever and, suss it out.
Yeah, and
also, or get a dress that you can wear again. Like, whenever I buy dresses, I'm like, I'm going to need to be able to wear this dress again, like, over and over and over again.
Yeah. Another thing also, I would do really dewy makeup. Probably wouldn't put any powder on. And bring a facial mist. We love a facial mist.
Good idea. And a fan. And get yourself a lovely fan situation and lovely maybe a hat. I mean, a hat is obviously a very wedding-y thing. But, like, something just to block the sun off your face.
But I just think they don't look quite right with a maxi dress unless you wear a big floppy hat and then she's going to have hat hair.
No, but what are those hats that people wear to weddings? Like, it's a lot of weddings, it's like you have to wear a hat sort of situation. Do you know those weddings?
Yeah, but I don't
like... very formal.
I don't like that, though.
Okay, guys, no one have a wedding where you have to wear a hat. So
but, like, what a fascinator. I would not be...
That's the word, fascinator.
No, that's a bit much, Melissa. Yeah, it's a fascinator. Like, those little things on top of your head. No, they're not my vibe. I don't like them.
I'm trying to think if I had to wear a hat to a wedding, what I would do.
I'd wear a big floppy one.
Yeah, but then it does sometimes, actually, I think hats have a reverse effect. So it's cooling on your body and your face. Then when I take it off, my hat, my head is so like sweaty underneath.
And swollen. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, it just looks bad. Because I wear a hat every single day because of sun exposure. And I just always take it off and I'm like, ugh, I look terrible now.
Yeah, it does. I mean, look at me. This is the situation I'm going to be in for the rest of the week. The hat is staying on.
Yeah, mine stayed on the whole time.
So you can get really nice like rattan fans that look really cute that you can like fit in your handbag when you're not using it.
I think fans are so chic, yeah.
Yeah, I would take a fan.
Yeah, fan is key. That is such a good bit of advice. Mm-hmm. Also, do not moisturise your body before going out in the sun. I've made that mistake.
No, do it, but leave it enough time to soak in. If you haven't let it soaked in, that's when it starts to get sticky and horrible.
But you sweat so much and moisturizer clogs your pores, so you're just, it keeps the heat in.
Are you talking about your face or your body?
Body.
What? Really? I've never heard that.
Yeah, unless you use
but
like
you have
a really
to put
thin
sun cream on. Put your sun cream on, kids. You don't want to be out in 28 degrees because a wedding can actually go on for quite a long time. You're sat in the sun, you probably will get a bit burned.
Yeah, maybe just put sun cream on and try and get
Look how sensible we're being about this. We're taking this dilemma very seriously.
And also
sun cream, a fan. She's only asked about what she needs to wear. We've literally gone through every category.
I think also, I'm still going on. Okay, I'm going to stop there because
We could go on forever with that.
I could go on forever. Okay.
It's because you're thinking about your own hot weddings. You're almost like going through the logistics
tell everyone to do.
The details. Okay, dilemma two. Hey girls, love the pod. I have a dilemma. Little bit of background. I've been in a relationship for 8 months. However, we were friends for years prior and completely head over heels for him. Oh, that's sweet. I literally do everything I can to please him as I feel I am majorly punching. Oh my gosh, lacking in self-confidence. Oh no. However, I do so much for him. I'm starting to feel like his mother and the effort is not completely reciprocated from his end. Don't get me wrong, he does do stuff. However, I'm at the stage of buying little presents to cheer him up, doing all his washing and cooking for him every night. Uh-oh. Does this mean I like him more than he likes me, or is he too comfortable and I'm doing too much too early? I really need some advice from both sides.
I think in relationships, some people are givers and some people not takers, mm-hmm. but like if
receivers.
Receivers. Just like don't overthink it. I think you're overthinking mm-hmm. it. You obviously enjoy cooking for him. You obviously enjoy, if you don't stop it, that's an issue. But if you enjoy getting him presents, cooking for him, washing for him, you're not doing anything wrong and he's not, because he's not asking you to do that. You're choosing mm-hmm. to do that and you enjoy it. If mm-hmm. you're doing it and you don't enjoy it and he's asking you to do it, there's an issue there.
So agree.
I think it's so fine. Like, you know, Jamie doesn't know how to cook. I like cooking for him. I enjoy it. He will be like, oh, I'll cook for us. I don't want him to cook. I don't like his food. So I like to do the cooking. So there's not an issue there. But if he was like, Sophie, cook for me every night. And I was like, can you cook for me? And he's like, no. Then I would be like, that's a bit annoying.
Right. Yeah. So I think it's so fine if you're happy doing it and that brings you joy and you're literally doing it out of choice and he's not nagging you to cook for him, that's fine. But then the other half of this is she does feel like it's not reciprocated in other ways. So like your love language is obviously like acts of service, so that you like doing things for him, but you're not feeling like it's reciprocated in any other like love language way. So he does little things, but maybe you need more of something back from him. Like there's nothing worse. I actually feel like we actually have two people that we know, which is like a similar situation to this, where she will do above and beyond everything and he doesn't really give much. So I think that that's a difficult one, and I think you need to take a step back and just be like, is there actually anything wrong with the relationship? And do you feel like you're overcompensating for your like insecurities, which you shouldn't feel like you shouldn't need to do that, and like you shouldn't be insecure because he wouldn't be in a relationship with you and you wouldn't be with him if it wasn't right.
Yeah.
And he didn't love you and want to be with you. So I would, maybe it would make you feel actually weirdly more confident if you weren't doing as much for him, because you're almost doing so much that you're expecting more from him at this point. Do you know what I mean? And you give so much and you're like, right, well, now I need this back.
Yeah.
But I'm not getting it back because you're going above and beyond, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's so true. And I think I have seen it, you know, some girls are super romantic and, you know, they'll... Mm-hmm. I'm not that romantic. Like, I no, don't write gushy cards. I just don't need mm-mm. them. It doesn't.
Neither do I.
Like, it's sweet, but it's just not in my blood. And same. But some of my friends, like, that if they don't get a card, you know, that really affects them. They need, you know, a Valentine's card or they need a birthday card. Like, I don't need that. And then
same.
I think
me and Sophie are so similar like that. How funny.
Yeah, we really
I'm
are.
Almost like, don't bother with the card. Literally just write me a text. Like, I love you. Here you go.
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
it's lovely. That'll do me if you're not around.
But neither's right or wrong. But you just have to think in your head. What? Not every.
Yeah.
You can't expect things from people, I think. Or it's tricky mm-hmm. when you do expect things from people. Yeah, don't expect everyone to have the same mindset as you. Because perhaps he won't be the same. It's the love language thing. That's so true. Mm-hmm. Everyone's got a different love language. But mm-hmm. then again, there has to be some other form of love language. Like, what
there
is
has,
it?
Exactly. So you have to receive it in another way. So yeah. maybe he's not going to cook for you, but he should be doing it by, I don't know, words of affirmation or, like, being affectionate with you or something. Like, you should feel the love back in another way.
Yeah, and that,
so it feels
I think,
balanced.
I think that's where the issue comes, because I think if everyone felt... It doesn't matter what each person's love language is, you just need to mm-hmm. feel it from some form.
Yeah.
So what's our advice?
I think don't put too much pressure on yourself, and I feel like you're overcompensating because you have this insecurity that you think that you're punching, which is so silly. You're overcompensating by being like, right, well, I've got to do this and this for him because he's so much better than me. And like, I would stop that. Take a step back. Cook for him when you feel like it and you want to enjoy it and you want to have like a nice meal together every now and then or whatever. But as you say, you're not his mum. You don't need to do his washing for him. You don't need to cook for him unless you really want to. And you shouldn't be doing it because you want to make up for your insecurities as such, because that's just not healthy and you should not feel insecure.
No, you shouldn't. And I just...
He'll love you, like, and he wouldn't be with you if he didn't love you, right? So...
I so agree, and I agree with everything. I think
8 months is very early to do all his washing and cooking. I'm just going to put it out there. There's no way in hell you're going to catch me doing Toby's washing.
No.
Maybe if he came to my house and he was like, oh, shit, I've just spilt something down my top, I'd wash it for him. But I wouldn't go over to his house and be like, right, what are your washing piles? Imagine. Absolutely. What are your whites, your darks, and your underwear?
Right, give me your dad's washing. But it is very sweet of you, but no. And look, I do think it, you know, yeah. That obviously doesn't feel right to you.
Yeah.
But getting little presents, I do that. So do you, Melissa.
I do that. I do that with everybody. It's terrible. Well, it's not terrible. That's obviously my love language.
Yeah, it's true. You do that. You do it with me for sure. Okay, dilemma 3. Hi, girls. I want to start by saying I love the podcast so much and I've been listening every Wednesday.
Love you too.
Love you too. I'm stuck in a position at the moment. I doubt I'm the only one in this stage of my life. I'm 24, graduated uni, and I've been in a corporate job for just over a year. It's fine, but purely a stepping stone to where I want to be, as I need 2 years experience to apply for the career I really want to do. This means I have a year left in a job I don't really enjoy on a pretty rubbish salary, considering the amount of work I'm doing. I'm struggling to stay motivated, not only in the work, but it's spreading into my mindset, affecting other aspects of my life. I feel like I really need a new focus to keep me motivated for the next year. I'm in a new relationship, which is going so well. I have good friends around me, but I just feel like something is missing and I'm not sure what to do. Keep an arm, if possible, and thanks for any advice or opinions you can give me. Melissa, over to you.
Okay, so I would look at this as you are obviously a very hardworking person. You've got big aspirations, which I admire so much because I've never had like a set career path in my brain.
Yeah.
And I've never been someone who's like, this is what I'm desperate to do. I've got to do this 2 years experience. Then I'm there. So I know that. So this 2 years of like working in this job is obviously not stimulating you enough. And it's probably getting you a bit like you feel a bit bored. It sounds like with this job and you're like, oh, don't really feel like fulfilled. I would look at it as if it's obviously you said it's a stepping stone to where you really want to be and that's your dream. I would stick it out because in the long run, it's only 2 years. You're so young, you're 24. And I would look at it like school. School, we've all had to do it for however many fucking years of our lives. Mm-hmm. None of us really liked it. It was a stepping stone. And you just accept it. And you're like, right, I've just got to accept it because everyone's got to go to school.
Yeah.
And this is how we're going to get to the point that we want to be at when you know, we leave school and we can get a job and whatever. I would look at it like that. I don't think you should beat yourself up over thinking that you should feel so outrageously inspired and happy by this 2 years experience. It's 2 years experience and then you're going to be in your dream job. And it sounds like you've come so far already. Like, you've done the uni thing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't sort of give up on it. And it sounds like you're in, like, your personal life, everything else is going so well, right? Like, I mean, not everyone is obsessed with their jobs when they first start out. And they're like, I've just got to stick it out. It's like doing law at uni.
It's so long. And also, I wouldn't, like, put so much pressure on yourself. Because mm-hmm. even if, you know, you get to this and then you get your dream job in 2 years after mm-hmm. this. And then you're like, oh, I'm still not satisfied,
actually enjoying this, like, I thought I would. Yeah,
you change, and like that happens exactly. so much. Like, it's no one, it's like, you know, in the movies it's like, oh, everyone, you do this and then there's a blueprint for everyone. I really don't think that happens in real life.
Yeah,
in every single journey and chapter, like, you may meet the love of your life in this experience job or whatever, and then the next, you know, it's all a journey.
Yeah,
and
it is all a journey. Trust your process, and I don't think that you should overthink it too much and be like, I should be so in love with this process right now. And you got to think it's only temporary. It's literally like, so many people don't really like their uni, but, you know, they're like, you know what, I've got to get this degree so I can do the job that I want to do when I leave. It's just like that. And like, if you've got other things going on around you that you really, really love, I personally, my advice, if you were my friend, I would be like, stick at it, come on,
same,
you've worked so hard, this is where you want to go in your career, this is just what you've got to do.
Yeah, you'd be so disappointed in yourself if you like,
yeah, and you look back and you're like, God, I could have just stuck it out for another year. If it was 5 years, I think our advice maybe would be different, but 2 years in the grand scheme of things is not long. It will fly by, especially if you've got like fun things going on outside of your workplace. Right, I'm just going to start on Not So Single Diaries because I've just got to get out. Obviously, we touched on it briefly. We've got this big family holiday, so this is a big step for us.
This is a big step. So he's met everyone apart from your grandparents, right?
Yeah, he's met everyone, and then the grandparents will be so sweet and so wholesome. But it's just the pressure of like spending like 6 days with like family and people. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a long old stint.
No, he'll love it. It's so lovely. You'll have the best time.
I know, I'm really excited.
I think it will like solidify your love for each other, even though it's very solidified anyway.
It's funny, it when does you like go you to like, yeah, carry on.
It does bring you to like another level. I do think.
Yeah. Like when I did the Easter, I think how many nights was that? Maybe two or three. That was like, oh God, like I'm so much more in love with him. Like when I came away from that, like with his family. It's weird,
yeah,
isn't it?
See?
How you have that.
He'll have that.
Hopefully he feels that way about me and he's not like, get me away from this mental family.
No, he won't. He'll have the funnest time. And also, it's so good your brother's coming out and your sister and like, your brother's girlfriend, like, there's a really nice dynamic.
Takes the pressure off as well, it just being, like, totally a stranger, because Mimi's there, which is nice.
Yeah, massively, and he'll feel that as well, for sure.
Yeah.
What's mine?
Can we talk about Tom, who's Sophie's sister's fiancé.
Yeah.
And Jamie just looks so cute in that video.
That was so sweet. Georgia and I were like, this is... And also, Jamie, like, is so ADHD and Tom is also quite... Like, they don't sit down. So they really... It's like one thing from the other. It was like tennis, then go play golf, then just jump in the pool, then go do this, then go do that, then throw a ball together.
Having children to entertain.
Yeah, it's like having children the whole time. But at least it's not on me anymore. I was like, oh, you guys... Me and my sister were like, lovely. We can just sit and read for a minute.
Relax. Yeah, sit by the pool, have a glass of rosé, have a G&T.
Yeah, gorgeous. It was so gorgeous. Very sweet. And they kept, like, you know, when like boys like have inside jokes, they just laugh the whole time together. Like, what? But it's actually so sweet. I was like,
oh, lovely stuff.
And then second exciting thing, I'm actually, the minute I finish this, I've got a call with a wedding dress designer. She's done sketches for me. So I'm jumping off this. I really should take these. I've got like, you know, under eye mask on. I've got that.
Yeah, guys, she's got these like really like old nip and fab, whatever they are. What are they?
They're one skin. Stunning.
Rose. They look lovely.
So that's mine.
Get planning that wedding.
And then next week, a week yesterday, I go look at the venue.
Oh my God. This is the part I'm most excited about. My mum's been nonstop asking me about Sophie's wedding and the venue. I'm like, I don't know.
I know
she's, but okay, you have to send me the link so I can show her.
Oh yeah, I was just thinking, I don't think I've sent it to you.
No, you've shown me like on your phone, but I haven't like obviously been sent.
Yeah,
I
need to be able to look at it. You can have a look, because I'm going to go look at them all, because there's like five, and then you can
tell me. God, this is just beyond exciting.
So beyond exciting. And also I've had ideas about wedding bridesmaid dresses.
Oh my God.
It has to go with the venue, so we've got to just wait till we see it.
Okay, fine.
Stunning.
So excited. Okay, bye guys.
Bye, love guys. You so much.
Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for listening. Love
you. Bye.